Welcome to the 200th episode of Sawdust Nation Podcast. And to celebrate, obviously, we're doing this live. Almost like the one we did at Workbench Con, but we're all in our respective little places. Hopefully next year, if we do, or was it, yeah, when we do the 300th episode, we all get together. But without further ado, I'm Josh.
In Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah. I don't like Vegas. Anyway.
No one likes Vegas.
I'm Josh from North Country Woodworking.
I'm Nat from Napster.
And I am Tim from Gears and Fire.
Hey, I guess, I don't know what just happened there, but okay. I'm trying to do this pick your wheel thing and stuff, so I wasn't looking at the screen.
We're all here.
Hey, should we try that again?
Yeah, go ahead. So I'm Josh from North Country Woodworking.
And I'm Nat from Napster.
I'm Tim.
Mother. You know what?
The fun part is,
I'll just be last.
Is that this is scripted.
I'll just be last.
So I'm Josh from North Country Woodworking. We have Nat from Nat Sunday Works LLC, and then we have Tim from Gears and Fire. There we go. We got that out.
We haven't done this before, folks. Like at all. Oh, and hey, by the way, normally our patrons get all the extra stuff, like all the outtakes and all the craziness. Yeah, so that's part of the stuff you get. Like little outrage
moments.
Bunch
of trained weasels, folks.
Pretty much. Well, I do want to thank our Patreons and everyone here today. It's been 200 episodes. Yes, some of you might be confused, but we're episode ahead. What you're seeing is essentially the live, and we're going to post this not this Thursday, but the next Thursday for everyone that's not here. And then we have a nice episode popping up this Thursday from last week. So that explains a little bit of there. Today, let's kind of go over what we'll be giving away throughout the episode. We're not just going to be doing a huge giveaway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but it'll be sprinkled throughout. That way we can catch everybody. You do have to be here to win, and you have to be subscribed to our channel. So pretty easy, you know, just sit back, relax, listen to the episode, and get ready for a pretty stout giveaway. Starting off, Stan from Lost City and Franklin, he joins us today. He's in the chat, so say hi if you see him. But he gave us 8 mallets. We have 4
hi,
round
Stan.
Mallets and 4 square. Now, he donated all these, and they're
wow.
Absolutely gorgeous. I've actually have one of each from him, and I've been using them for, I don't know, last couple years, and they've held up real well.
Those look real pretty.
They're solid. And I tell you what, it took a lot of work to accomplish that. So thank you, Stan, for that. So we have Greg from Platte Valley Woodworks. He's donating a 3D or leaf shaped catch-all tray. And that's going to be like maple leaf that's upside down catch-all tray. He showed me some pictures. It's absolutely beautiful. So make a great addition to your home. Thank you. He's also in the chat, so thank him. And then our own very old Timothy from Gears and Fire, he's going to do a round maple cribbage board that can be customized, much like what he's holding up.
Similar to this. Instead of Robertson, it'll be whatever you want. It could be your logo. Just let me know. We'll figure out the details and we'll get that sent in your direction.
And then Ed from Oak Ridge Woodworks, I'm not seeing him in our chat, but I'm sure he'll show up.
He's in there.
Okay. Thank him because he's donating a French cleat sandpaper organizer, and it's made by A Glimpse Inside. So I think he's utilizing those plans, and he's making that. So thank him.
Nice.
And then Nap and I both agreed we're going to donate a custom shop sign, one each. So he'll do one, and I do one, and we'll work with you to kind of customize that for your shop. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be giving away during this episode. You know, upcoming episodes, we do have stuff where we're going to be giving away lives like normal. Other than Christmas, I think this is the last abnormal live we're going to have throughout the season. I got to look ahead at the calendar and make sure nothing falls on a holiday. But if it does, we'll let you guys know. As always, you can find the lives located in our link tree so that they're easy to find. And if you're a Patreon, well, pretty much you can find them right in the Patreon. So that being said, let's go ahead and are you ready, Nap, to give away the first item? No. Okay. So you give me the thumbs up. So Pornhub is tasked with putting all your names in there. And if you're a Patreon, you get double entries. So it is worth being a Patreon. That being said, the reason we can do our giveaways and continue the podcast is because of our sponsors and Patreon. So huge thank you to all of them. We love you guys. And we're really thankful to our main sponsor, PWN CNC, and everything they do for us. So, okay. Now all that stuff's out of the way. Tim, how the hell are you? What's going on in your shop?
I'm doing all right. Like I said, I got another bunch of curvage boards in the queue, which is pretty exciting. So I'm trying to see the in the works process. So I just got Aura Mass, got the top cut out. So obviously the bottom was cut out, but the top, you know, I'm using my downtown jetty bit to do all this stuff, and it's still a little bit fuzzy on the inside. I don't know if I'm going too fast or what, but or maybe the tool path is just too small that it can't not be fuzzy. But like, I don't want to like hit it with like a toothbrush or something like that, because like then the Aura Mask would peel up. So the thought is, you know, now that it's cut, I just spray it with black spray paint, peel it off, and then Bob's Drunk. No, obviously this still needs the curvage board holes. That's next in the process here. But so you said, Josh, you said you use a downtown jetty. Like, do you get lots of fuzzy stuff inside?
With his bits, I don't get as much fuzzy as I used to with Mana and different other bits, because it's really on the geometry of his bits and how he plans those.
Oh, I agree. It is much better. Absolutely.
So if you don't know, and you guys listening, Downtown Jennies are from Cadence Manufacturing and Design. Cody over there makes them out of the shop. Well, his larger shop. And yeah, if you haven't tried them, support them. Buy one and you get hooked. You'll be a Jenny fan.
Because like, this is the not Jenny version I was using, and this is just a fuzzy mess. I don't use that. This is now an ornament. For those that can appreciate that, that's an ornament.
I actually have news on the whole lathe side. I'll share later on.
But, I mean, I did also just recently buy, because my other quarter-inch down cut is, like, stuck in the old router. I got to get a cheater bar on it just to get it out. But I did buy a new one. This is the Amana version. It was like $35, but I have a feeling it's going to be a better cut in the long run. At least so I hope. But it seems like the down cut seems to be my go-to rather than the upcut, because I'm lazy and I don't want to switch out bits. So maybe that's why some of my other cuts get a little swirly. I'm not really sure. I don't know. What's your depth of cut usually?
For my machine, for a general like cutout?
Yeah.
Depending on the wood, I think I go with about an eighth. Sometimes I go a little further depending, but usually I stick with an eighth of an inch, because I can kind of get away with that with pretty much all my material. But yeah, that's about the depth I cut.
So that's for an up cut. What about your down cut?
About the same. I run the same. Oh. Just easy math for me. I'm still getting used to Vetric, which has all that info in there. So I'm still filling out some of the higher speeds and feeds, because I've been running a lot of my bits pretty slow comparatively. Cody has talked to me about it and encouraged me to ramp up a little bit. But I've been keeping the depth of cut about the same. That way I can kind of see the difference in how the bit handles. Now, to be fair, I do have to purchase some new bits. The bits I've been running for quite a while, his bits last a long time. But during some of my testing, if you will, I did ramp up a little too fast and I've kind of burnt out the bit a little. I need to go ahead and purchase some more. That's on my next shopping cart list, I guess.
But you have a spindle though too. Like, I have a feeling like because you have a spindle, you can push it a little
harder. I can definitely push
a normal router
a little harder, but I have to be careful. So my spindle can outperform my actual machine and my stepper motors and my belts. So As that being said, if I don't want to absolutely destroy my machine, I have to be within reason. And it's not at this point in time, I'm not such a production shop where I need to worry about like minutes, you know, cutting down in some hours is nice, but like, minutes I can deal with. If it's going to be between a 10 to 15 minute cut, because I go a little bit slower, then it's going to be a 15 minute cut.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I'm just using, this is the one from that. It's like $80. You can get it from the Carbide 3D. It's a 65 millimeter. I mean, it has decent speed control, but the problem with this guy is like, it got so tight in here that I, when I tried, you know, it's got like this little button. Well, it had a little button that engages the spindle. Well, as you can see, that casing just came right off. That sucker shot. But so then I bought a new one, and then on the site they have an $80 version, which is what this is. Then they have a $150 version, and the only difference that I learned recently is the $80 version, this one, you cannot use an ER11 collet system. You have to use a standard cheapo.
That can be dangerous.
Crappy collets. Well, it sucks because like I bought ER11 collets and now I can't use them because I thought that I could just use them with this current spindle. So I went down the whole Google rabbit hole of the ER11 system, and I learned everything there is to know about the ER11 system. There's ER11A and ER11M. The ER11A system uses this hex nut in a normal wrench. The ER11M has got like that bottom claw wrench, the mini or whatever. So, yeah, yesterday was an educational day to say the least.
When I was running a spindle,
like I said, it sucks.
I went with the bottom claw wrench because I thought it was a better, I liked it better, but
yeah, it's, I mean, honestly, I think, like I found one website where like, depending on which collet you set up, it actually tells you how tight you can wrench it. I don't remember which one gave you a tighter fit, but there is a difference between the two. I guess like I'd like to stick with a normal wrench setup just because it's a little bit more universal. If I lose this wrench or it breaks, I can get on it with a crescent wrench.
No, you're not wrong.
Like that type of situation. So now I have to, because I'm stubborn, I'm going to use my new one until it dies before I get an ER11 setup, which is unfortunate. Because like I can't, unless I can send this one back, which I don't think I can because I've already used it. Unless I can send that one back, I don't think I'm going to be getting an ER11 system anytime soon.
Nice.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, at least you're working on the problem. You educated yourself. You had know your options, which means you can help other people when they come across the same issue. Or, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you can, you know, go spindle, but I mean, I know what's in the cards and what's not.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, if I'm going to really upgrade, it's going to be a whole different machine.
I hear you.
Like, right to one.
That's where I'm at. I have upgraded my machines to the point where there's no further upgrades that I am comfortable doing, knowing my machine's capability. So, like, the next upgrade will be a machine.
So, actually, that I can do, like, a shameless plug. If anybody needs an ER11A setup with four nuts and two ER11 collets, hit me up. I will make you a good deal on that. It's an 1/8-inch collet and a 1/4-inch collet.
There you go. Heard it here first. But look at that.
So, yeah.
That's cool, man.
What are you working on there, buddy?
Nap is still hard at work. I can tell by the serious NCO face. Leave me alone while I navigate these waters.
Senior NCO.
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
Get it right or pay the price.
Anyway.
Don't demote me.
You're not demoted. Not yet. I don't wish that hate on you, man. So currently in the shop, let's see, what do I have going on? So I finished a plaque. I got that out the door. It was for a retirement. It was a very interesting plaque. It was half of a flag, It had a set of lungs and heart engraved a patch on it. It had a KC-135 outline on it. It had a patch, and they wanted me to engrave a challenge coin back and front on it. And then an additional plaque. So, I mean, there was quite a few engravings. I got to utilize V-Carve, not for the first time, but like for a flag at least on Fetrick and my new old setup, if that makes any sense. And I tell you, the stars look better. I still got to kind of tweak it a little bit. And I'm not going to lie. I got to get, it was a 60 degree from Cody, but like my 60 degree, the blade, the very tip of it is just like it snapped a little. So it did the stars, but it's not a perfect point. So I kind of had to deal with that a little bit, but it turned out okay.
Instead of a point, it's got kind of like a raised flat point.
Yeah, right? Just a little bit. I mean, just enough where it doesn't give you that nice sharp profile. So I should have probably went with my 90 degree, and that would have kind of helped me out. But lessons learned, you know, it's one of those things. I'm like, why isn't it giving me that sharp point? I looked, and that tip was gone. So you can't just say just the tip when it's gone.
Because there is no
exactly
tip. That's a problem, kids.
So we got that out the door. It was delivered. They absolutely loved it. They wanted to work with me more, and that's local too, so no shipping, thank God. And then I'm taking a grandfather clock and a nap. Actually, when it was here, helped me take it apart and basically stripping everything that was on it, all the finish and the stain, enough from all the detail, and we're gonna turn it to a decor box. You know, it's gonna be smaller decor box, the bottom half at least. And then the top, I'm taking all the mechanical pieces and I'm cleaning those, because I'm gonna put those in epoxy and then put a new clock face on it. And it's gonna sit on like a desk. It's gonna be fairly large. It's gonna be about 2 feet, you know, long. About the height of it is probably gonna be a foot or so, just enough for the clock face. But talked about this before on the podcast. I've been hesitant to go ahead and do the epoxy because it's full of dust in there right now. So it's kind of that. It's kind of one of those things where I'm just trying to play it right so I don't get a bunch of dust in my epoxy. But I should be able to complete that here coming up. I'll be completing a round shadow box for the Navy, Navy vet. I just got the stuff in from them, so I can go ahead and do that. And then, unfortunately, shipping, I got a package returned to me. So
you too, huh?
Yeah. Long story short, they didn't give me the real name because of a three-letter agency they're in the Air Force, for whatever reason. And when I got it back, he's like, yeah, here's the real name. I put the real name on there, and it's coming out, you know, today, tomorrow. Well, probably tomorrow at this point. So we'll get that worked on. But I did get a huge package in from Stan, the Lost Saver Franklin Woodworks there. And that's all those mallets behind me, which I don't know if you guys can see or not.
But so there. Many mallets.
So much wood.
Do they all come from Amazon?
No. All handmade. Look at that. All sitting back there nice and pretty.
I know. I was noticing the Amazon box. Oh,
well, you did send it. See, that's the package that came back. And I think that's the package he sent the stuff in. And I have some, what is it, micro... seed back there for my yard. We're gonna go ahead and plant that. But yeah, it's been busy. I time traveled. I don't know if you guys ever done this where you think you're on a certain day and it's really the next week on a different day. So
shit. I don't like losing time like that.
Yeah.
That means I missed something really important. Well,
no, I didn't miss anything. They were asking me what I did. I couldn't remember if I did it this week or if I did it last week. And it was just like all time merged at the same time. And I'm like, I don't know. I know I did this, that, and the other thing. I couldn't tell you when I did it. So Busy. Been busy.
All good stuff.
Okay.
There are a lot of people in chat right now.
Yep, and I've got the picker wheel ready with as many of the folks as I caught.
Good.
People have jumped in and out. And for some reason, since there's 14, I only saw 5 names now, but I do have a lot of names in the picker wheel.
So. Okay, good. If you're here, push here, because we're going to do a giveaway for a mallet in about 10 seconds.
Oh, push here? Like type it? Or like, I'm here?
Okay. If you raise your hand, we're not going to be able to tell, man.
Yep, I got Keith.
Keith!
I see people are paying attention.
On, Greg, and Jason. Got Donald, I do have Joey, got AJ, got Ed, Victor.
AJ, new dad in the house.
Martin.
Yeah.
Is there Scott, Anita, I got Jeremy, I got Scott Robinson.
Anita.
I've got Custom Hinko.
We have 2 Scotts.
All right.
Greg.
Yes, we know Stan. Okay, so check it out. All right, if it happens to be your giveaway on the old giveaway list here that's up and you win it, we'll respend. won my own wood.
How about this? If you donated something and you win on that spin, what do you guys, we'll vote here loud and clear. We'll give you a gift card to a woodworking store of your choice.
And yes. A crisp high five the next time I meet you in person.
Yeah, bro. All right, here we go. All right. I've got like 16 million windows open, so.
Computer crash.
How many of them are actually appropriate?
Oh, no, they're all appropriate. I mean, a lot of wood. What? A lot of wood.
Okay.
It's a show. Sure. But no, anyways.
It's a quote-unquote family show.
Yeah, right? Now, I've got a Vectric 12 up on my computer. I've got Spotify. I've got at least 15 to 20 web browser windows open between Solder Station podcast stuff, the picker wheel, and all the things. So, yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and get a number in the chat there so I can go ahead and sort this thing a couple times, and I'm going to spin. What are we giving away first, Josh?
We're going to be giving away
integers only.
A mallet. This beautiful mallet right here.
Stan,
made from Stan, lost state of Franklin. And he turned this himself.
Five. Joey says five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, shuffled and I'm spinning.
Very economic.
I hope Ed likes wood, because Ed from Oak Ridge won a mallet.
Cool, we'll write him down.
Congrats, Ed. First win of the night.
I think, hey, actually, hold on, Ed. This is like the first or second thing you've won from us in all the times you've watched us live. Because normally it's Ducky and his it's Ducky and his orca braces.
Hey, we haven't seen Ducky in a while. Don't scare him off. Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm actually going to show this as well. I messed up and didn't share my screen, so hold on. Whoa. Share screen. Screen. Pick it. And where's the picker?
Don't be sad, guys. There's plenty more of Stan's wood to go around. So
it's all nice and hard. Stay tuned. This stuff's hard.
Yellow. All right. Here we go. Cool. So I got that. Got all the stuff on the side there. Okay. Let's give one more away and we can continue on talking.
Cool. All
right. So we're going for another.
Let's play a game. We going to play a game?
I like games.
Okay, so I'm going to write a number in the chat that we share here on our recording. And the first person to get close to that gets to pick what the next giveaway item is. Is that
okay?
So I'm going to, it's going to be.
How about
it? All right,
Timmy. Ed won a mallet from you the first time. The second time he got another mallet. Heck yeah.
He's just not. So number 1 to 10. If you get the closest person, gets to pick what we give away next.
1 to 10. It has to be an integer.
Really? Okay.
No. I've already put the number in our chat. Don't be making rules.
I've seen it. All right. Come on, let's go. Put a number in the chat.
1 to 10. 1 to 10. Keep this in mind.
Hey, 69.
My God.
Okay. We're getting close to the end.
Will anybody hit it nail on the head?
Yeah.
Will anybody hit
nothing? Nothing so far.
6 point. Come on.
Six point nine.
Okay. Closest. I'll give it one more second. There's only a few numbers left. 7 is not it. I'll just let you guys know right now.
Everybody missed it.
Well, the closest is. Custom Unico. We'll call it there. So go ahead and you get to pick what we're going to give away next. We could do another mallet. We could do the leaf shaped catch all tray, Tim's round maple cribbage board, Ed's French cleat sandpaper organizer, or a shop sign from me or Nat.
A Josh flavored shop sign or a Nat flavored shop sign.
Nat could be flavored. Do not chew or put in your mouth.
Two very different products. Oh, God.
I could have said something completely different to make it that much worse. So we were okay.
I know.
Okay, just pick one.
God bless America.
Well, them decide that. But Nap, what's going on in your shop, dude?
Nothing.
BS. I know what's going on in your shop. You cannot play that game.
No, honestly, man, it's a little bit of everything. It just seems like it's not a bad thing. Like, it never stops. But definitely spacing my orders out a little bit more. But I'm working on a 3-foot by 2-foot trunk/chest table thing for Chief. I have to make the internals still, which is the shadow box tray. But outside of that, the outside's finished. I've showed a story of it on my Instagram. So it's coming on well. It's oak for anybody that might have been wondering. I stained some other oak to make trim for it. I just got to put 2, 4, 5 pieces of trim on it, and then I have to sand some filler off and then restain the areas that were sanded away. And then after that, I have to finish this dang coin rack that's sitting over here. So I did something stupid, and I didn't put my 3M adhesive stuff on the back of my acrylic before I cut it. And then I sat there and I tried to make it work. It did not. So in an effort to make myself just start over on that particular piece, I may or may not have crushed it. So
I did not see that coming. To be honest, the way you were acting, I thought you absolutely destroyed it.
Oh, no. So I legitimately took it and I smashed it into pieces with my hands. Because I've noticed that if I dwell on things too long and I think I can fix it or I find different ways of trying to fix it, I waste more time than I could have been spending on another project while I wait for materials to show up at my house.
Yeah.
So I crushed it. And, it's no longer usable. It's in the trash somewhere. So remaking that, let the customer know. He's like, honestly, he's like, because he's a metal maker or metal sign maker himself. And he's been remaking things as well at his shop. He's like, yo, no, I get it. I've been doing a lot of remakes myself lately. I was like, yeah, I don't know what it is about things. It's like that, what is it? The want for perfection, or at least close to it, because nothing's ever perfect.
OCD.
and we drive ourselves mad and we end up remaking things. So all I've left is legitimately to make the little acrylic. The guy's called Sparky. It's a metal fabrication guy that they have in the metals career field. So I got to make that still and then send that on its way. I have 200 coasters to make. Not really excited about
that.
Holy
crap.
I'm not really excited about that one. But they're 1/4-inch thick, so I'm not really – not like too mad about it. The finish,
is that all laser work? The coasters, is that just laser work?
Pretty much. So I'm going to buy – I need to buy a new saw blade for my bandsaw so I can resaw 4x4 panels, essentially. Well, it'll be like 4 inches by 4 feet, maybe, and I'll just push a 4-foot section through, and then I'll just start and I'll cut those on the table saw and make a jig and, you know, send them through a bunch of times. So, but it'll probably be 20 a day for 10 days just so I don't drive myself absolutely crazy. And we're going, okay, so looks like we're going to give away Josh's sign.
A sign I'll build for you, custom made. So if you want to pause, man, we can go ahead and give that away real quick.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys are all here. If you're new and just came into this, write your name here so we can go get you down. Yeah. If you've been here, then you should be good to go. And with that, we need another number.
A reasonable number.
1 to 10.
Yeah, and then as Jason said in the chat, however many watchers we have, we need to pick a number that's close to that. So,
all right, cool. Watching.
I see no number. I'm just going to spin this thing.
Yo, DJ, spin that wheel.
Wait, hold on. Am I?
So we're going to be giving away a sign from myself, custom made for you.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
And we'll use 2 and 3. 2, 3, and 4 for the next ones.
Yep.
Oh.
It's Jason.
Jason from RCH Woodworks. He won a sign from Josh. And it's a Josh.
Brandy Daddy says 500.
500 new.
Okay, listen here, AJ.
How about new?
I understand you're a new father and numbers are a hard thing right now, but.
He's so sleep deprived, he pushed 00 after accidentally. Congrats, man. I'll get with you. We'll make you a custom shop sign of your choice. Boom.
Yep.
Anyway. I have so many ideas for an RCH sign. I just can't say them online.
But yeah, so shop's going well, though. So we got the coasters. What else am I making, though? Oh, yeah. So I've got another 3D shadow box I'm making.
Nice.
So I'm going to taking a 3D file, and I'm going to split it in half and then extend it to make the width of the box that they want, but they wanted the level of detail of 3D carving. So I'm making like a 3.5 foot tall missile badge for an individual. So you can put a bunch of his stuff in there. And then I have the Coast Guard shadow box I need to make still. I'm going to start that. So pretty much after this weekend, this chest is out of the house and this coin rack is like in a box ready to ship. splitting hairs. I'm going to get started on the next shadow boxes. I actually had an inquiry on, I did a miscarve. I want to say about a month or two ago. I was supposed to make a senior master sergeant shadow box. The master sergeant shadow box is what I cut by accident. But while I was making the legs and stuff for the senior master sergeant one, I went ahead and made the legs for the master sergeant one. So now I have a kit, so to speak, sitting on the top shelf over here in my office, and someone inquired about, buying one, and they asked for some dimensions, which I actually just reminded myself I need to send them the viewing dimensions, you know, not the overall, because I gave them overall dimensions. And I might be able to use something I made a while back and, get them a shadow box. It's kind of cool because it's like 50% done, so that means 50 more percent, you know, left to make some money real quick, so.
50% of the time?
All the time.
It works every time.
but yeah, so there's that. If you can get... yeah.
And if he does, we're here for a minute.
I'm just going to sit here and just click a bunch of times and say, yeah, that's totally 500.
Wait, there's no, you can't type in, spin this many times?
I think I can, but I'd rather not.
Fair enough.
Wheel of names is limited functionality.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't even see the names until it pulled it up. So it'd be kind of funny if it legitimately sat there and just kept spinning and spinning. You just see nothing but a colorful blur. shop's going good, though. I'm kind of I'm still recovering from last week's shenanigans. I realized why.
Are you swole now?
No, I'm sore and tired.
Someone's realizing their age. That's what's happening here.
Well, so here's the funny thing, right? So in what we did last week I worked 10 straight days. Not mind you, that ain't nothing, right? I've worked longer days in the desert. However,
when you were younger.
Yeah, when I was younger. But we had 10 days of 12-hour shifts doing stuff out in the flight line. And it was our crew and then a bunch of other crews. And it's crews of four people. Well, it was the oldest crew out there. We're all 30-plus. And we smoked all the young kids in their job, which we rightfully so we should because we're the experts. But that doesn't always...
You have experience. You got wisdom, man.
Yeah, well, when they talk all the smack in the world and you shut them up, it's great. They're like, how are you old people going to outload us? I was like, well, we can show you how that's going to work. And well, we did. So, yeah. So it took us... The time standard is something like, I think, well, so the timeline is like 8 hours. We did it. We had the stuff up on the aircraft in 2 hours and 13 minutes, I think is what it was. And then through the entirety of the thing, I think it was 3 hours, 40 minutes. And then for all actions, it was like 5 hours. So, I mean, we smoked the time limit.
Nice.
And I think we ruffled some feathers because they most definitely were trying to nitpick every little thing we were doing wrong. And I was like, it's not wrong. I was like, go ahead, write me up. I'll take that right up.
It's not wrong when it feels so right.
Yeah. Outside of that. But anyways, all that to say is a lot of it's very physical. We pushed 700-pound. Yeah. And
I don't know if he knows what he just wrote. Is a button or not, but
he knows exactly what he did there.
I realized that pushing weight at like 700-pound doors in 29, you know, knots and holding wind, which by the way, there's no effing way it was 29 and holding. We pushed doors into the wind, which added at least 200 more pounds. So four of us pushing those up and doing all that and then bringing them back down without hurting each other. Yeah, definitely showed that I'm not young anymore. That's for sure.
You just don't move around as much as you used to. That's how your body feels it.
Well, he still moves around, but not at that speed and intensity.
Yeah. So the shop has been, like yesterday, I didn't even go in the shop. I like walked in there. I was like, no, not today. I went back inside and just relaxed. But then right before the episode, I did some staining and some cutting, and then I'll probably install the last trim pieces tonight. And then tomorrow I'll hit the internals of that chest pretty hard, because his retirement's Friday. So
like the piece that you crushed, how do you think it's going to go next time? Like do you have a different plan of attack?
Yeah. I'm going to put the 3M on the back. Hey, so real quick, Jason, just noticed something. We went from like 18 people to it says two people watching. There's no shot.
I see 17 people watching.
YouTube's being weird, folks.
It is.
You know, Jason's like, where did everyone go? I was like, what do you mean? I was like, wait, there's like two people here. What's happening? They don't look.
Yep, I see 17 watching right
now. All right, sick. I'm like, oh, that doesn't look right.
Anyway. Time for another giveaway.
All right. So scroll back up, and we're using Martin's number two. So we're going to go with shuffle one and two. And here we go. Snaps. Oh. And look who it is. Scott.
Oh, Scotty boy.
From Red Leg. Wins a piece of Stan's wood. Yes.
What happens when you guys hit 40 for you?
Let's see. Joey's like, yeah, YouTube's being really stupid. I agree. All right. And then we'll go ahead and do one more mallet, and we'll keep talking about things and stuff.
You want to do another mallet?
We're going to use, custom. We'll hit it up. Nope. You're still going to stay in there. We're going to shuffle.
Look at this.
Three times. I think that's four.
You just damage with this thing.
You really could. I actually have one that Stan made from the 100th, and it says the 100th episode at the bottom. And Jeremy Cole wins a piece of Stan's wood.
Jeremy.
Congratulations on your win for your piece of wood. But I have one of Stan's mallets, and I actually use it religiously. And then when Josh's mallet comes out is when I'm really pissed, and I need to really put a smack into some wood.
Give it the business.
Like it needs, like when it needs some serious weight behind it. Yeah, the I call it the Thor's hammer. Yeah. Now it's not one of Josh's Thor's hammers, but it's a lot bigger than the one that Stan had, because Stan's is a smaller block, and get it in smaller spaces. I don't feel like I'm going to break anything. But when I want to break something, I hit it with Josh.
Matt's here.
Matt Wackerly has joined us.
Yep, look at the wheel.
Oh, Matt. Matty Ice. Ice.
Like this?
Pick your nose, Matt.
Put Matt Wacky.
You got a couple folks from Creators Makers Podcast on here.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it says concurrent viewers one, but our chat rate is at 50, views at 20. This is just not right.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but it's fine. We'll keep pressing. It's okay.
We'll do it. See, like, I'd rather have one of those mounts, because my main mount I use is that, like a sugar, like a sand.
He dances inside in the shop with it. It's random stuff.
It's my shaker.
All right. So
I'm not gonna go.
So, speaking of Matt, Matt. So I haven't ordered that new impeller yet because I'm a dunce. But what I will tell you is I'm going to order it this week and put it in my dust collection that I built based on some inspiration I gathered from your shop. My 55 gallon drum is already full, so I got to let you know how that goes. Pulling out the old bag of sawdust, because something that Matt pointed out, which I didn't even think about until he said something, is on the plastic drum that I have, it's got a bevel at the top. Well, if I've got a full bag of sawdust and that bevel's there, how do you think I'm going to get that out without really struggling? So I had to leave a little bit of room in the top, which is fine. So when I tie it up, I can shake it, and then I'm going to roll the barrel and see how long that takes for me to get that bag of sawdust out.
So,
but I filled it up rather quickly.
Let's back up just a little bit for people that were not physically in my shop that now gave back to him. So what he suggested is put a garbage bag in and then another garbage bag in. Remember that?
Sure. But again,
garbage bag within a garbage bag, layers upon layers.
But again, that's not the part I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is the fact that I have a barrel that is not the same diameter.
Oh, I know what you mean. I'm just saying, like, so for people wondering how you might be doing it and how I'm doing it now.
Oh, yeah.
So, sorry.
Fair enough. But, yes.
Stan says put wheels on it.
Well, yeah, but
anywho.
We have a surprise giveaway, by the way.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise for. Did you get a message?
It'll be the very last. The very, very last.
Did you get a message from a friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Text me to make sure it's what I think it is. And then I will give a clue, not a clue as like what it is, but a idea that you might want to get all your friends here stat. So.
Well, it's not that big, but.
Oh, depends who you ask. I think it's pretty big.
Perspective, folks.
Hey,
no, this
we're
be,
scientists
this,
here.
This will go a long way for purchasing something maybe in the future for, let's say, a CNC or something. I don't know. But anyways.
No, I'm curious. I don't even know, guys. So I'm also on the outside of surprise. This is fun.
Yeah, no, it's great. I love when less people know because I can sit here and torture you. And now Josh is the only one that knows because I sent it to him in his text messages that he still hasn't looked at.
I can see previews. I don't need to actually go into it. My God, dude, bad as Heather.
Everybody, if Josh goes missing in the next week or so, you'll know why.
Anywho.
But anyways. But yeah, so we got one more giveaway to add to the list, and we'll do the very last one.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. But anyways, But yeah, so I'm going to finish the dust collection is technically finished, but I need to empty it now. It makes me question if I should have gotten a bigger drum. I don't know. I don't think it would have fit, to be honest with you. It's kind of in its perfect corner, and it fits perfectly like right in the inside of the track of my garage door. So, like I said, just better be prepared. That just tells me, though, that I'm collecting more dust. However, I found more ways to make more dust and throw it all over my shop, even though the machines that I have are already hooked up to it. But hey, Josh, I'll pass it over to you because someone decided they just want to call me randomly, and I'm going to tell them that we are
recording. I got things I could talk about. I just can't remember what they are. Anyway, no. So the plaque I was talking about earlier, right? So have you guys ever been in your shop and be like, you need something else, right? So I build this plaque. I'm sitting there. And I'm like, it needs a border. It needs to have like some kind of nice hardwood around it or something.
Oh, aesthetic and
yeah, it's just yeah. You know, like I actually a long time ago, I made like 300 ornaments for Christmas, and I had these cutouts that have the 3M stuff on both sides. And I have a drawer just okay. full of these things. So, like, when I find different, you know, elements, I can have, like, I don't want to say levitate, but, like, raise above the actual material. I tend to use those to apply, you know, a patch or something. It gives it a nice 3D effect. And I have this going on throughout this entire thing. And I'm sitting there, I'm staring at it, and I'm like, I just used some hardwood on another project. And I think I have the perfect amount of scrap. So I'm starting to put it around. It's really starting to come together. It's fitting. It's right, you know, width, height, everything. And the last piece is too small. I have 3 out of the 4 pieces I need. Don't have any more of that material. And the last is, so now I have this idea. I need to have this border on there. Like it's going to happen. Like it, I have to have it, but now I have to cut down some material to go ahead and do it. And I had to use some nice cherry ahead, kind of give it a nice border. And they did not ask for it, but it was one of those things where like, even when I gave it to them, I'm like, hey, I know you didn't ask for this and that, but I thought it looked better. And like, that's where I think we all succeed, right? Being able to take a look at something, make it just a little bit better, not, you know, exaggerate it too much, and give them a product they are both pleased with because they designed it, but something they went a little further and you kind of went above and beyond. Except, and I'm going to bring Nap into the story when he's doing his thing, but he shows me a design of a layout that he's about to engrave. Now, I pride myself on some of this layout stuff and, you know, been doing graphic design for a very long time and kind of can, I think I know what people like visually, right? So I'm like, hey, switch this around, make it like this. And he shows me and it's like perfect. I'm like, great. It's visually pleasing. Everything's kind of equal and balanced. And he shows the client the 2 images, which you know, he loved the first one. Kudos on him, right? But like, I was like just taken aback. Like usually, you know, I can pretty much nail a design choice like that, but not that time. So a little insight into this last week.
Sometimes you just got to wing it and listen, let the universe decide.
Yep.
I love when the customer tells me exactly what they want. However, comma, when I ask other clarifying questions and I don't get an answer, it drives me up a damn wall. Like, I was like, hey, sir.
That's where you take liberties.
Well, no. This particular thing, I can't really take liberties. I need his things to put inside this shadow box. And I'm like, hey, sir, can I pick the things up? 2 days later, hey, sir, can I get the things? I haven't gotten the things yet. So I don't think he's going to have anything in this thing unless I set it up the day of his retirement, so which I can totally do. Not a big deal. I'd rather not.
Kind of a pain in the ass. I don't know about you. I like to have, like, if somebody's giving me something to use in a box like that, like, I will get all the absolute measurements that I can ahead of time because I don't like guessing. Like, if somebody says, yeah, this is good, I'm going to put a watch in here. Like, I want to know all the exact dimensions.
I need a bell.
Of that watch. You know?
Yeah, Josh. Answer Matt in the chat.
Oh, God.
Hey, Josh, where are my blast gates?
It's time for a giveaway, everybody. Looks like we're going to be giving away Greg from Platte Valley Woodworks, Leaf Shape, Catch All Tray. And no, we're not avoiding a question. We're trying to be generous and give something away. Choose a number.
We're definitely avoiding. Yeah. Well, it's already been chosen. I think Joey. Well, Joey has a number in there. He's got 7. I know it's probably not what this is for, but because it's a random number in there, it's already there. I'm going to use it.
And all 7 right, it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay.
Send it.
And go.
Spin that wheel.
But look at it spin. It's so pretty. It's so pretty. Oh. Oh. Matt joins.
The and wins.
Wow. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations. And wouldn't you know it, land right back on him so we can go right back into that question.
Yeah. What about my blast gates, though?
It's in a box. It's okay. I'm going to be real with you guys. Like,
it's just a postage stamp away.
You're not lying.
All you got to do is throw it in the mailbox.
That was definitely not what was... It's fine though. It worked out great because yeah, we're back to Matt now. And hey, Matt, you know, I will say though, had he sent those to me right away, it would have taken me a minute to get all that stuff installed. However, I do need to make one of those contraptions that you made for your dust catch on your filter.
Oh, Craig, thank you.
But yes, anyways.
We do ask, yeah, when you guys receive your prizes, go ahead and make a post about them. This was all these were given from people that are busy and are doing this out of their own time. And we really highly appreciate it. So make sure you give them a shout out. So,
all right, what else we got left to give? Because we're going to give another one because we're...
Okay, let's give a mallet away. Let's pull up a... Ooh, look at this one. Really long.
Pull up.
All right, here we go. Ready? I'm just going to click it a bunch of times. Same way. Okay.
AJ asked for 500. That's not quite 500.
That's maybe still, like 20.
$4.99.
But still.
There we go. I don't have my CNC back yet, Joey's.
In the mail. Holy crap.
Okay, Matt.
The Wackinator wins again.
Damn.
Okay. That's well, he is out. A patron. He has 2 entries.
Yep. Pays to be a patron.
And I shuffled like crazy, so...
he's a lucky patron. The Wackinator is lucky.
The Wackinator.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, he's pulling a real duck. He's pulling a real ducky right now, all right?
Leave Ducky alone.
But listen, I'm going to tell you something. If there was Orca Abrasives, though, Ducky would win them all.
He does like the sandpaper. He did show me his stash, too. I think it was.
But. All right,
so
since, I'm a serious grit guy. I don't know what you guys use, but I like serious grit.
But that wasn't crazy. I won 500. Okay, so check it out. You guys go ahead and talk. I'm going to click 500 times, okay?
Okay, so our next giveaway, let's do...
Please talk amongst yourselves.
Let's do Ed, his French, or Ed, sorry, Oak Ridge Woodworks, French cleat sandpaper organizer. Let's do the organizer next. I like giving stuff away. We do this more often, like every month.
Every month. We don't have that kind of budget yet. We need more Patreons.
You know, that's the thing, too. Like,
tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Just switch to advanced mode. You can't handle advanced now. You can't handle advanced.
Nope. It said advanced. It's like, I clicked it. I was like, nope. I'm not messing this up. I'm not messing this up at all. And AJ's like, not 400, not 600, but 500. Yeah, I can't do it.
That's but too many.
What are we giving away next?
We're giving away the sandpaper organizer donated by Oak Ridge Woodworks. Ed.
All right, ready? Here we go. Ducky's going to win it in 3, 2.
You can't say that because if he wins that, it's going to look like if we.
Dude, I. No shot! No way! No way! You all saw me click the shuffle a lot of times. There's no shot that worked out. Oh my God.
No more calling people.
I knew it. I freaking knew it.
I need you to say Tim is going to win the lottery. Can you say that?
Please? Okay, but you all saw that in the chat. You saw I clicked the shuffle a bunch of times. And I was just completely speaking out of my butt there. I was like, watch, Ducky's going to win. And, well,
Turns out Napa's an employee of Wheel of Names.
So let's go ahead and give a mallet away.
Yep. All right. So you're going to win this mallet there, bud. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle a bunch more times.
I don't know how long we've been talking for. Let's find that out.
Well, we're at 57 minutes right now. Right, meow. And here we go.
We can yak.
Yak.
Tim's going to win the lottery.
Thank
okay,
you.
For a minute there, I was like, okay, Ed, do you really want two pieces of wood or do you want to donate?
Ed!
Ed, do you want another mallet? It's the same style. Or do you want a square mallet? I'll give you the choice. It's up to you.
I mean, you never go wrong with mallets in the shop. I mean,
well, right now he has two round ones. I want to see if he wants to.
Are you keeping track of like who gets a round one?
Yes.
Gets a square one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll give him a
one's
second.
One's for beating people. One's for beating the projects. And,
you know. He's a mallet winning fool. Square. Okay, we'll give you a square, man.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. All right. So how many more things do we have left? Because this is obviously a little bit longer of an episode, but I also want to give away a lot of stuff so that when we get to the end, we only have one more.
Hold on. I'm trying to. So let's see. We have three mallets left. Your sign, Tim's curvage board. We have, let me scroll up here.
I'm literally looking around for like stuff.
I think that's it. Yep. That's a curvage board, okay. Your sign, and three more mallets.
Does anybody want a wooden mustache?
A wooden mustache? Mustache rides?
So, well, no, it's the other half of the mustache I made for the clock.
I mean, we could donate my cup.
All right, folks. So this one's going to be for my sign. And boom.
Spin, little wheel. And Nap spin. Wins his sign. He made a sign for a shop. Oh.
And Martin, sir, you have won a sign from Nap's Naughty Works, LLC. I will be in touch with you to figure out what you want your shop sign to look like, bud. Heck yeah.
They'll call it the Nap sign. Here's your sign.
Nap sign, yeah.
Okay, let's give away a mallet. Nap
sign. A mallet.
A mallet. That's how you start fights, by the way. Is pronouncing words like intentionally wrong.
So it's fast to speak. Like it's not an avocado, it's an avocado.
Oh my god, my wife would murder you.
It's not guacamole, it's guacamole.
And it's Ed. No, it's Joey.
Joey,
you win a piece of wood. Let's go. Piece of stance wood. All right.
You spelled Joey's name wrong.
Yeah, you did. Way to go, Rockstar.
He loves that.
Okay.
No, he does.
Let's give away Tim's round maple cribbage board.
So let me talk about it for you, friends. What I'm going to do is like... Obviously, this is my wife's.
No.
But I'll do whatever design you want in there. And on the back comes magnets.
Hey, Ed. Cards. You won something that wasn't a mallet, sir.
Sorry. I'll talk about it later when you're not having your moment.
No, go ahead, man. I think it was an accident to spin, but, I mean, he won, so. He was trying to stop it.
I couldn't. There is no stop. Someone joked there earlier. They were like, he's got his finger on the button under the table. Like, there is no button to stop it. I can't do that.
Man, if you figure out advanced mode, maybe there is.
All right. You know what? I'm going to get crucified if I don't fix this.
Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead and talk about your curvature board, dude.
Yeah.
Oh. So, like, unlike the folding one, this is just like a 120 peg hole.
No, are you serious?
That's not meant for anything. This is for nothing. Sorry. I clicked and put X on it. Continue.
But I don't know what's going on. We've lost all control over everything.
All right, Tim, talk about your curveball, man. Sorry.
just like epoxy inlay, like whatever you want. I can add the colors and whatnot. But like, so the back, this one doesn't have a magnet, but all the other ones I put like a magnet in there so the pegs and things don't fall out.
I like the insert, by the way. I do like that.
That's not an insert. I just taped it off and sprayed it black.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Bro, that's... I legit thought you put an insert in there.
Yeah, it does look like an insert. It's nicely done.
It'd be a lot easier if I printed an insert and stuck it in there, but it'd be a lot less screwing around. But I mean, I just put like 4 magnets in there so like shit doesn't fall out everywhere. And then like this, I mean, I don't use this style cover anymore because this wasn't the greatest. Maybe I will. But anyway, it's just like wood and magnets. And it holds it all in place.
How much is a custom one of those?
Yeah, like without anything on it, $100.
How about
like with the amount of work that goes in?
Well, about one with a North Country Woodworking logo on it.
It depends on how complex it is, but I mean, I really don't know. I have not thought of this as a product yet. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, like I know that at base price, like this is $100, but like to add like the graphics and the inlay and the epoxy and whatnot, I really have no way of how to price that.
Well, so we'll talk.
Make me an offer.
$1 million.
There's really not much to it.
Do you get the
$100 billion?
Okay, so we have 2 mallets. The next one will line up is square. Oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed, Stan handed this and this. And each mallet.
Yeah. Nice. He gives himself like so much crap, like for his like, I wish I could have done this. Like, no, man. Like I like the dude, hand
that's
burn.
Wicked, man.
Like I chose the mallet for 100th because of the hand burning on the bottom of my mallet. So
well, to be fair, you tried to steal my walnut one.
I did that. I did try to steal that because I really liked it, and he almost left it at my house in San Antonio. It was almost mine.
He tried to give me too many drinks, so I'd forget it. But no.
Yeah, exactly. That's.
I know where I put my wood.
Anyways, alrighty then.
This is what I have to work with, folks. These two.
Well, you know, you jabronis. You wanted this, so
I did. I asked for it specifically.
All right, we got 2 more mallets, and then 1 more bigger giveaway. Let's go do. 2 more quick rolls.
We did not space these out very well, did we?
No. We definitely got... Okay, listen, Ed. You can't win another mallet. My man's going to have more wood.
Ed is the new ducky.
So, Ed, which one do you want? Square or round?
We can just give him a gift card.
It's up to him. You can't deny the guy.
Spin again. All right.
You're the man. Thank you.
I was like, how do you keep
winning? What a guy.
Stop winning the wood. Oh, wait. Oh.
Anita,
you won a mallet! She'll reply. It's just not like I won watching right now. I guess we're just... We killed it. All right, so Anita won a mallet.
I think your YouTube is broken because probably says 17.
Who cares? We're having fun. We're giving stuff away. We have another round mallet.
Anita win again. Yep. No.
She don't win. She won one other time, I think.
Yeah, but also on the Saturday morning cartoons, Anita Watt is on there, and they go, Anita Color. So Joey's saying he needs Anita another win.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that in a minute. I got to get back on watching that.
All right, here we go. Last mallet. Last mallet, if you will.
Mallet.
And
winner, chicken dinner. Scattered leg.
He gets 2 pieces of wood. From Stan.
Congrats, all you winners. Thanks for joining us. We're out.
All right, see you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, all right, so check it out. We've gone through all of the Maker gifts. And first and foremost, again, thank you to all the makers that contributed to the Maker giveaway. Out of theme, though, our biggest sponsor, PWCNC, was gracious enough to donate $200 from their website for our 200th episode. Haha, I see what you did there, right? And the lucky winner will receive said $200 off of anything in their shop. So whether it be a spindle water cool, air cool spindle kit, or system, sorry, an ATC system, anything out of his shop, you can get that $200 off. Once we figure out who wins, he will then get with whomever wins, and we'll figure out the details of whether it's going to be an actual gift card. He's going to send you a code. We'll get all that stuff nailed down. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shuffle this thing a bunch of times. Okay? This will be the last giveaway, and then we'll get ready to do some parting shots. Just because...
Are you willing to shuffle 20 times?
I can, in fact.
For our 200th episode, we'll do 20 times.
All right, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
While he's doing that, after this, we're going to be wrapping up the episode. Again, thank you everyone that joined us, the patrons, the people that sponsored the prize. But I ask you to get some kind of something to drink ready, because we're going to do a little quick toast at the end. We're hoping that you can join us. So when you're ready, spin that wheel.
And
cut feed.
Victor.
Victor from Wind Designs wins $200 from PWNCNC. Congratulations, sir. That was the final prize on this giveaway. We appreciate all of you joining us, and I'm out. I mean, what?
So the reason I was laughing at that, because Victor's been saving up for ATC, so this all goes toward that.
That's awesome. Well, very I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing my screen now.
The stars have aligned with you, Vic.
You know, sometimes we all need a little bit of good news in our lives, so congratulations, man.
Hell yeah.
All right. So, hey, listen, everyone, we do really appreciate all of the donations to the giveaway. It was something a little different. I thought it was pretty awesome. Next biggest giveaway will be episode 250. You know, when we get there, it'll be a little while. It might be my next base by then. Who knows? So much changes. But I think we'll go ahead and go around the room and do the old final words. Starting with Tim.
Well, thank you guys as always. I mean, I wasn't here for all 200 episodes, but I am here now, and I'm really, really proud to be a part of this. And you guys joining us definitely make that mean a lot more to me. So this is a huge thank you to all the patrons, to you, Josh, to you, Nap. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what's coming next.
Them cops. That's who's coming next.
Them cops.
These giveaways are so hot, they're arresting us.
Yeah. I have one next real quick, because I know Josh wants to do his toasts, and I think it's only fitting that the founder of this podcast ends our 200th episode. So I do really appreciate everything everyone's done for us thus far, between patrons, Daniel, PWCNC, and then folks that we've just interacted with over the time. There are a lot of times where I'm very quiet. Like, I don't talk to the Maker Chat all the time, but some days it's like, I need to go talk to these knuckleheads. They make me feel a hell of a lot better sometimes, especially when I have a really crappy day. Especially Stan. You know, Stan has this weird way of acting like the older brother you never wanted. I mean, no, Stan's... no, but seriously, like, I think this is what makes the community awesome, is the fact that we all can mess with each other and just be fine with it, you know? And, look out for each other. But on that, continue to look out for each other. My son's behind me, creepily. Ah, hi, buddy.
That's appropriate, though. You've been part of the podcast as long as you have.
Yeah. But no, I appreciate all of you. Keep helping each other out. Keep making the community stronger. And Josh, I'm going to turn it over to you, bud, because I don't take too many words. I'm going to let you finish this one up.
It's going to be simple. Thank you to everybody that made 200 episodes possible. Our Patreons, our hosts. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nap. Thank you, Tim. Thank you to all of our special guests over the years, our sponsors. If you were a sponsor, are a sponsor. If you watch our lives, if you don't, and you listen to the podcast, if you're a part of it, you're truly a part of the community that we've tried to build here. Will we make it to 300? Only time will tell. It's been both rewarding and challenging to get to 200. Life isn't always easy, but we end up making it here every week to get together, to talk sawdust, wood, and everything in between. So with that, I raise my cup to you guys and everyone out there. Here's to many more. Go make some sawdust.
Cheers.
Cheers, Sawdust Nation.
Cheers.
Up.
And Sawdust Nation out. We should all have the final word. Ready? On three. One, two, three. Sawdust Nation.
Hey, wait, hold on. Didn't you guys try this? Did this a long time ago? And like, you guys could never get on the same page. I think it was you, AJ, and Nick.
Yeah.
And you guys would do it like every time. You're like, can we just get on the same page? We've only done this a million times.
I would always have to line up the audios at the end because Nick would just be like either a second too fast or a second too slow.